In every folktale, in every book, there is a hero or a heroine. And there is a witch, or a troll, or a crook, or an evil stepmother, or just a general villain. And I remember reading when I was young, and I always felt sorry for the bad ones and the tricksters. I never identified with the little lost kids, but maybe that's because I didn't have brothers or sisters. So when the witch died, I cried, because I didn't want them to hurt her. Likewise, when the troll got tricked and the dragon got killed, and I hated the part when the wolf got axe murdered, and the moral of the story always left me unfulfilled. Not a sociopath. I was a 6-year-old who could tell the difference between good and bad. A little boy with built-in ethics who didn't need to be told that it was wrong to be mean to mom and to lie to your dad. But I knew if I had to choose sides, I'd probably pick the Empire. I hated Ewoks and I loved the Death Star. I never felt sorry for the last unicorn. I always thought that song needed a lot more guitar. And I did not grow up to be a serial killer. There are a few people on my list. Whenever I see a child reading a book about a boy wizard, I find myself grinding my teeth, clenching my fists, and I wanna say, hey kid, here's a bedtime story for you. Wicked witch wins the orphan's dues. They did everything right, and now they're and fondue, and the moral of the story is you don't always get to choose. Hey kid, here's a bedtime story for you. Wicked witch wins and the orphans lose. They did everything right, and now they're orphan fondue.